Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to Top 5, the patron-only podcast where I, Josh Earl, hang on, let me just take Posh Spice out of the way, where I, Josh Earl, sit down with a good friend and we go through the top 5 of a subject. And today's subject, hang on, today's friend is Mr. Comedy himself. It's Ben Lomas, yeah!
Yeah, comedy, comedy, comedy!
Now, we are doing this. This is Top 5 After Dark. I am half a bottle of wine down. It's 8:40 on a Saturday night. This is what we're doing with our lives now, Ben.
And I love it. You're half a bottle down. You've got a smart T-shirt on and a cool haircut. I have not had a haircut since March.
I've been doing it myself.
But it looks really good. It looks really, really good.
Yeah, like, I'm happy with it. Don't look at the back, but yeah.
But look, this is like, if you look at me, my hair is down here. Like it's like what I had in high school. But you know what I've noticed? Not as thick as it used to be.
I shave the sides of mine. Otherwise, if I don't, it's very grey. I'm looking very like a reverse top deck if I don't shave the sides.
Yeah, you got no greys. Look, and I have them in my beard, which, you know, supposedly looks cool, even though, you know, I just turned 40 and I hate looking at it. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. But I'm in the laundry. And because I don't drink, I'm here with a cup of tea with, you know, a cot mattress up there, the washing above me. It is showbiz, baby. True comedy showbiz.
Well, speaking of showbiz, what we're talking about today is we are talking about our top 5 favorite hackiest things comics can do on stage. So this might be a premise. It might be just a bit that they do. It might be just a trick that they do with the audience.
Yes.
But as we were saying before, what I would give all the money in the world I had right now if the clubs were back open and I could see someone go up on stage, try something new, it bomb, and just me at the back of the room with you just laughing so much.
And I reckon that's what I miss the most. Like, I miss the most of just seeing someone try material. You can see the punchline coming from a distance and then just get nothing, wait for that pause, and then shriek with laughter. Just shriek.
I hate trying new material. Hate it. I hate the feeling of it. I hate the whole day when I know I've got a gig where I've got to do new. It's not a good day for me. I'm anxious. And when I get to the gig, it's always that thing like, do I do new? I just want any excuse. Any excuse not to have to do it.
I didn't do new for 6 years. Like, I couldn't. My opener, as many of our friends know, I did a joke about having dinner with my grandparents. And I did that opener for the first 6 years of me doing comedy. Every gig. It didn't matter what it was. It didn't matter if it was just comics. I'd be like, yeah, interesting. Just had dinner with my grandparents at a respectable time at 4:30 in the afternoon. People say the joke back to me. It's excruciating. But that's where you were. And all the hacks, because all this list, you know, because when Josh told me what the topic was, he sent me a text going, hey, do you want to do this? Now, I shrieked with joy, dropped the phone and said to the kids, daddy needs an hour. And I needed more. But I got down to 11 and I've grouped them back into my top 5.
Okay, because we can always have honorable mentions. I've got 5.
Yeah. Yep.
And I should point out to the listener, if you are a comic, and you listen to this going, oh.
Get out now.
No, I love your money. Thank you. But I'm saying I have done 4 of these on my list. There's 4 of these I've done. And when I told my wife, Beck, what the 5th one was, she says, you've done that before. And I said, not on stage, just to you. Just to you in this house.
Different audience. I get very ostentatious at home and then get told to shut down and shut up very quickly.
All right, so how we'll do this, I'll start off so you can have the number 1 at the end. So my number 5, for my favorite thing to see, hackiest thing to see on stage is when someone says, out of my mouth hole. Oh, just out of my mouth hole or put it in my mouth hole. Two of the greats.
That is very early 2000s. That's very early 2000s. That's phenomenal.
It's one of those things where I reckon when the Mighty Boosh came out here and they were doing the whole, my pants are made of trumpets. Oh, I've just made a quiche. Put it in my mouth hole. I think that was what they were going for.
Yeah, and also, like, it just makes me very nostalgic. It makes me feel like I'm watching that, and then I go home and I listen to Hootie and the Blowfish. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to be nostalgic. But that is very when the Mighty Boosh came out, when punk meets whimsy, you know? Speaking of whimsy, how's your guitar, buddy?
It's coming up. It's coming up in this.
It's coming up, yes.
I didn't play guitar in last year's show. Didn't have it. Wasn't going to be in this year's show.
That's true. But I always think it's unfair that you then, because you play guitar, therefore you just get shoved in the whimsy group. You know,
yeah.
I
remember having a conversation with Harley Breen about what whimsical actually means, and whimsical is just like reminiscing to the past. That's all. If someone's whimsical, and I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. Yeah. I'll talk about high school and stuff like that. And I think whimsy comedy got in. I remember doing ABC Bites where they have the big thing. It's the day before the gala. And they have ABC Comedy Bites Monday night. Lindy Burns used to host it. I don't know who hosts it now. But they'll always get a comic or someone comedy adjacent to be the other host of the show.
Yeah.
And one year, Catherine Devaney hosted it. And I was on, Josie Long was on, and then there was lots of other comics. Yep. At the end of the night, they were like, how was that? And Catherine Devaney goes, it was great, but next year, no whimsy. I'm sick of all these whimsy comics getting on stage.
Jesus.
I'm like, Dev, what are you doing? And I was standing with Josie, and we're both going, I think she means us. I don't think she liked us.
That's really heavy to go that hard. Like,
yeah, and we did well too. It wasn't like it was like we stunk up the night, which ruined it for everyone else. No, it was just fine.
And also, you got to forget the killer combination in comedy, and you can shove this in a country pub, in a club, in a theatre. If you have music plus comedy plus nostalgia, you will destroy. You will kill. It is very, if you can get those three together, you are fine. You are fine.
Yep. All right, so that's my number five. Ben Lomas, your number five?
Okay, my number five, and again, now I haven't done this, but I have seen this on so many occasions, is, and I've grouped these two together, Arnold Schwarzenegger and Yoda impersonations.
Yes.
They are some of the hackiest stuff I've ever seen, and it seems to not die out. There is less of it these days, but when I started in the mid-2000s, it was phenomenal stuff. It was just, there was a guy, I forget his name, and he'd do his whole set in a Schwarzenegger accent, like the whole premise. And it was the same thing. Every time you saw someone else do it, it was like Arnie. But can you imagine if he was serving coffee at a cafe?
Yeah, just putting them in another situation. I love it. Yeah,
and then my favorite is in one set at the Melbourne Comedy Festival, I couldn't believe it. I was with another comedian, well, he's not a comedian anymore, where we both started shrieking of laughter when he opened with an Arnie impersonation and then finished the set with the Yoda. And I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah,
like,
the golden rule of comedy, start with your second best joke and with your best joke.
Yeah, I just really wanted him to do hacks, jokes, I perform, I will.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.